Good evening. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I go into prayer tonight, I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit in. I'm going to invite him in this place. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you for being present in this place. I thank you for your leadership, Father. I come tonight, Father, bowing before you, hiding myself behind the cross so that you can come forward and be glorified tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Watch over me tonight. Watch over the people on the line tonight. Send for your holy presence in this place that we may be able to come boldly to your throne and we'll be able to seek mercy in your time of need. Everything that we needed was already presented to you and was presented to us. The enemy has no power and no authority over us. So tonight we come and we invite you in. We invite you in, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and dine. Come now and dine in this place. Come now and dine, I pray. Come now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, now in this place. Come and abide with us. Come and live inside of us. Come and reign inside of us, we pray. Open up our mouths that we may be able to speak what you want us to speak. Give us understanding in all things. Give us knowledge and wisdom that we may be able to live our lives day to day, giving you worship and giving you praise. Father, I hide myself now behind the cross, and I let you come forward and be glorified this day. This day I pray. Come now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come and die. Come and die. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Honombo kundo bo kundo bai. Hinda shokomba kukiribar. Nando koli. The word of God declare that if we pray in the spirit, we have no interpretation, that we are just building up ourselves to him. So tonight I come and I lay myself before you, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to forgive me from all sins and unrighteousness. Wash me and cleanse me in the blood. 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 Wash me and cleanse me now in the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I want to welcome you on the call tonight. Tonight is Prophetic House of Prayer or Prophetic Prayer. We're dealing with the prophetic tonight. And I am telling you, been going on for the past couple of days. Our director tonight is in need of our prayer. We were just released out of the hospital today. So much things are going on. Yesterday, it was about Monday, I got a call or a text, really. She's been having chest pain since Sunday. She was taken to the hospital. And they found out that it's something going on with our heart. That was yesterday. Now, then in the evening, while I'm talking to her husband in regards to what's going on, then I got another text from her. Her son was taken to the hospital with a seizure. Okay. Then with all this, what's going on, I'm in my bathroom and I look over to my bathroom and I hear all this sound, noise and noise in the bathroom. And the bathroom is not working. So I had to call the city. So they come and say that's not their problem. So I had to call the plumber. The plumber come in and did what they were supposed to do. That's number three. And then number four, before I got in here to come online, I'm exiting out through the door and I'm passed out on the floor. Now, okay, right there on the floor. So I'm telling you all this to let you know the enemy is at bay. The enemy is not sleeping. The enemy is in full force. And last week we talked about getting our house in order. So we really have to get our houses in order. We have to really get our houses in order. We have to. Have to. So that's four things in 2 days. Yesterday, today. So just pray. Because now this evening, she's saying that they're saying her heart is weak. But we are not fearful of the enemy and the enemy's devices. We know at the end of the book. We know what Jesus did, and we know that he died, and we know that he gave us life and he gave us more abundantly. We know that he called us for such a time as this. The enemy has no power. Enemy has no authority over us. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we always have prayer on Wednesday. Well, I did not put my things together because I have so many things going on. So for prayer tomorrow, I would like for you to get the scripture, look up all your scriptures on obedience. Once again, everybody here, I know you have smartphones, and I may not be able to give you information every single week. So what I'm asking you to do is to get five scriptures, five, not seven, eight, nine, 10, just five. Because remember, we are only doing prayer for, I believe it's 6 hours from 6 a.m. in the morning to 12. So seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. So I believe it's 6 hours. So you're going to do five, get five disobedient scriptures, and then get five obedient scriptures. So what you're doing is you are going to bind the spirit of disobedience. You have to bind it. Bind it up. Get a scriptures. I'm not going to give you the scriptures on binding and loosing. We've been together for so long. You should be by now at least have one scripture in regards to binding and loosing. God forbid if I was gone today, you would have to be by yourself. So therefore, we need to know and have the word of God for ourselves. The word of God's supposed to be on our hearts. Thy word, he says, is a lamp. You should go Google that. I'm not giving all the scriptures. Is a lamp. That's what he says. Let the word of God becomes your lamp. So we're going to get five disobedience. Go on your knees wherever you are. If you can't go on your knees, stand up. If you can't stand up, sit down. If you can't sit up, whatever you have to do. Bind the spirit of disobedience. What are you doing? You're tying up disobedience. You're tying it up from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And you're commanding disobedience to go. Well, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself. It is time to clean house. It is time for us to take, they said, the bull by the horn. But what I'm going to say, we're not going to take no bull by the horn tonight. We're going to take the word of God into the enemy's camp. That's what we're going to do. So disobedience, bind up disobedience. Call it bound. See yourself going into the courtroom, staking out your claims, bringing it up to the heavenly realm. Lord God Almighty, with the words, and then you call them out into the atmosphere, and you command those things that you yourself found in the scripture to stand still. Whatever that's in your life that is becoming a hindrance, and you can't get to do what the Father wants you to do. It may not necessarily mean in full-time ministry. Hey, we talked the other day about, last week Thursday, what did we talk about? You should go listen to the tape. TheHolyTabernacle.com. We did the tape last week on prophetic. It was on prophetic deliverance last week, Thursday. And we talk about our Judea. We talk about our Samaria. And we talk about our Jerusalem. So we talk about our Jerusalem was ourselves and our family, right? Our Judea is our area. And our Samaria is the individual, our people, or whoever that we do not get along with. So we have to bind. Then after you bind and they have them bound in the courtroom, the heavenly courtroom, thy kingdom come, O Lord, and your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. You now release the spirit of obedience. How and how are you going to do that? You're going to get five words on obedience and release them in your lives. These are only the people that is participating in or fasting on Wednesday. We think we have about like 15 to 16 people that really is fasting on Wednesdays. So you should be online or even offline, or make sure you go and listen to the tape. Listen to the recording. Five obedient scriptures and say, oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father God, I'm just giving you some scenario. I come before you this day. And Lord God, these things are bound. You're not in my life anymore. And now, Father God, I thank you that I walk in the spirit of obedience. And then you get so in depth. And then you start calling out the obedience. And you start charging your ear that you're living in with the spirit of obedience. And then after that, you go into the scripture that we always love, Thanksgiving. 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 Give him thanks. Give him thanks that you're able to wake up. Give him thanks that you're able to have stuff. You have food on your table. And if you don't have, ask him to send the angel. Ask him to send angels and camp around about your home. Ask him to have somebody bring something and release it to you. Speak to him. Command the atmosphere to stand still. Rake up that ant's nest. Call it, oh, your good place. Call it your life. Call it anything that's good. Call it into existence. Oh, Lord God, don't have heaviness in your heart tonight. Do not be heavy-hearted tonight. So what? The word of God declare to be absent from the body. is to be present with the Lord. Don't have no fear. Fear certainly brings torment. Who want to be tormented? Who want to be tormented? I sure don't want to be tormented when I already know that Jesus, hallelujah, went to the cross. Bloodstained for me. Took it to the cross. When the death angel passed over and see the blood on the doorpost, I live. Even if I'm dead, I live. My spirit may continue to live. I have life in my God. I have it more abundantly. There is no separation between me and him. The enemy has no power and no authority over us. We are embedded in Christ. We are located in the palm of his hands. Not one of the hair on our head can be touched unless they get permission. No demon in hell have the position to take us out. No, he does not. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, all three is one. We are one. If you read John 17, he said, Father, yes, Lord, yes. The prophetic speaks. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and withers at the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Do you want to be fed tonight? Do you want to be fed? Do we want to be fed? Do I want to be fed? Hallelujah, Jesus. I will delight myself in you, Lord. I will delight myself, and he shall give me the desires of my heart. What do I need tonight? What desires do I need? Anything you need, be like that woman with the issue of blood. And when she was pressing in the crowd, press in tonight and touch the hem of his garment. He said, in the crowd, he looked around and he said, who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched me? He said. And they said, his disciples said, who touched you? In all this crowd, how could you say this? How could you actually? Out of your mouth, who touched you? How did you know that somebody touched you? I know that I've been touched because virtue come out of my body. That means the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You felt that anointing come out of his body. There's certain time when you go out and when you minister under that anointing, you will leave. I see some time when I used to minister in Manchester, and when I go minister all around, and when I'm in there, and when I leave, or when you go home, when the anointing lifts, you start feeling drained. That's what Jesus was talking about. He felt the anointing leaving his body or left his body, got out of his body. And that's how he was able to discern. And that's how he knew. Hey, he said to us, I'm going to go and I'm going to go to our dad. And I am going to send the comforter. Do you need the comforter tonight? Do you need a touch from your comforter? Do you need a touch from your father who is a spirit? Touch them as they put out their hands. Touch them in their body. Touch them in their mind. Touch them in their soul. Touch their soul. Touch their heart. Touch their intellect. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit.
And if they're angry.
And rest. And rest. And rest. And rest. And he shall bring forth righteousness of the light. Right standing in him. Let the light of the Lord come forth tonight. Let the spirit of the Lord come forth tonight. Let the power and let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come forth tonight. Let it come in your darkness when the enemy comes in and want to move away in your house and raise havoc. Put your hand out and call for the light of God tonight. Let it be your noonday. Hallelujah. We will rest patiently on him. You want to have patience tonight. Things are not going the way you want them to go. And they're not going in your favor. No, that's a lie. That is a lie. If you take the word of God out, and if you read it in an entirety, you will see that Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. And the word of God is one with him. And the word declare that there is life. Do we need life tonight? Cry out to him. Talk to him. Seek his face while he can be found. Seek. You do not want to wait until you go in his presence. And you do not make it. Because you know what? Whether you're alive or whether you're dead, you're going to see him anyway. You're going to be in his presence anyway. You don't want to spend eternity in hell. I found out over the years and in study that I have to be able to know what words mean. And one of the things that I come to understand is the difference between my generation and family. I found out that my family comes through my dad and my mom. But my generation comes through me. Comes through me. So now when I'm praying, I pray differently. Yeah. Precept upon precept. And line upon line. I'm here to tell you tonight. You're talking to me, and I'm talking to you, but I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm speaking to you by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at you right now, honey. And I see pain. I see pain. Complete pain. Anita, if you would just stretch your hand out, and if you would just call out to him and cry out to him tonight, I come and I stand in the gap with you. And I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, release your power. Remove every stumbling block out of her way. I don't know if that's your name. It is a mumble jumble with that name. There's a lot of confusion with that name. But I'm here to tell you, whoever you are, and whatever it is, God got you in the palm of his hand. There's something sketchy and something funny, but I'm here to tell you, you need someone to stand in the gap. I just did. It is not really necessary for me to get a phone call from anyone. Just not the norm. You see, at the end of the day, we have to get to know him for ourselves. Tomorrow is promised to no one. I just told you, I was coming into the office. And I think the rug was on the floor. I think I must have bumped my toe. And I'm flat on my belly. And my husband come over. And I just said to myself, number four, what am I doing is what's right? Or what am I doing that's wrong? I gotta be doing something either or. You see, when things start happening, that not necessarily mean that you're in doing something right. It may necessarily mean the enemy wants to take you out. And I usually rejoice when I see things start going the way things are going. It's just that it gets intense. And I actually wasn't planning on coming again tonight online. I was going to, like, you know, hey. But then, this person would never get to hear what I got to say. The enemy is intense because the time is short. Guard your family. Guard your generation. Know the difference. They're not the same. They're not the same. Oh, no, they're not. They're not the same. My generation comes out of my loins. And I'm from a different generation. My generation, I'm from my mom's generation. And then I have my own generation. See, my mom gone home to Jesus. I have my own generation. And then my brothers and my sister, they are my family. So I've been doing it backwards all along. They're my generation. My three kids are my generation. They come out of me. My mom and my father and my sisters and my brothers, those are my family. But bless God. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches. That does not necessarily mean money. It means any other thing. It could mean your health, and certainly could mean your wealth. And I'm just coming tonight as a sister, as a mom, because I have a lot of children out of the spectrum, spiritual children, to let you know it's time to take the rake and to rake the closet, rake it out, rake the things out, that like muck that I see this day in my house. Rake it out. Rake it out of your generation. Get the scriptures and stand. Get the ones that put the, get scriptures that put your foot on the enemy's neck. And it's just, take him out of your life. Take it out. Take out the trash. Take it out. Not good. It's not good. And you know what? Because he know that his time is short. The fire has been intensified. He has turned up the notch. And guess what? Matthew 24, I believe it is, say basically, this is just like the smoke. This is just the starting. Are we able to be equipped to stand? Someone sent over to me 2 days ago or 3 days ago a tape. It's a tape in YouTube. By David Wilkerson, I think that's his name. If you want the information, you could text me and I'll send it to you because it's on YouTube. I have to get it, the person's name. And he's talking about the end time. What God showed to him from 1973 to the T, it's happening right now. My daddy, my spiritual dad that went home to see the Father, it's with the Father right now, talk about this from in the early 90s. We have books. Every single thing that's been played out right now, it is supposed to happen. 2 days ago, the Father reminded me. I put it in my phone. Whatever is going on is going to take place. Don't lose any sleep over what's going on. Spend time knowing him. Spend time knowing the word. Talk to people about him. Ask the Holy Spirit to attract you and make, when you go out, the attraction is going to explode and it's going to go over to somebody else and they're going to want to know, who are you? The anointing will flow over and they will even smell it and they will want to know, who are you? What type of person are you? What manner of person are you? Very, 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 very important. Very, 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 very important. Very, 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 very important. An attraction. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the God of Oshata, for you love the world so much, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, that if we believe on him, we should not perish, but we would have everlasting life. Lord God, tonight I thank you for life, and I thank you for it more abundantly. I thank you, Lord God, that the supernatural life, the Zoe life, oh God, you know what? I have a book in here by Cindy Trim. I'm taking it out. The Spirit of God just told me to take it out. It's good for you to go get one of this book. This is by Cindy Trim. And it's Commanding Your Morning. And I am going to do some decoration out of this book right now. Okay? And it's going to be Activation of Declaration.
When a person get activated, the person is released, the person is charged to go forward in that entirety. So you will be activated tonight. You will be armed and dangerous tonight. I've been urging you, I've been telling you, please go get yourself some. Oh, they have a lot of that out there in the Christian bookstore or wherever it is at. Those little carry-on in your pocketbook or where you want to go or whatever. Communion cups, you got them now. They're all together. I remember when I first started, we'd be like, oh my God. But I tell you, it's the norm. Take communion. Get yourself some communion with the Father. It is not time to play building. People going into the building and committing this building suicidal spirit upon you. Killing demons. They're killing you. You got to get out of the building, foolishness. And you got to let the Holy Spirit come and live and dwell in your building. It's just not a joke. It's the truth. Activate, you're going to declare. You listen to this. I stand to command my morning and I declare a new day. We are declaring a new day tonight. I take authority over everything. I'm just paraphrasing because I'm not going back exactly what it says. I take authority over everything. That simply means every unclean thing, all the spirit of witchcraft. I take authority over it. I take authority over every snake, every lying, demonic, satanic spirit. Kumama, Lasho Alabo Sanda. I take authority over it. I take authority over foul, less, adultery, lesbianism. Any sexual sin. Oh my God. I take authority. Lying lips. I take authority over adulterous spirit. You foul spirit of divorce. I take authority over you. Poverty, I take authority. I declare that poverty is bound. Lying spirit on the job, I take authority over you now. And I command you to back off and back up now in the name of Jesus. You foul, demonic sword, I take authority. And I said every weapon must bow. You have no authority in this place. I take authority and I believe and I sit and I declare and I activate a new day, a new dawning. Hey, go get the book. But you know what? I'm just talking out of this book, but I'm using the word as it comes out of my spirit. Don't mess with my spirit because I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to speak life. Hey, failure. I bind every failure. We are in our season of success. Prosperity, whole things are passed away, and all things become new. I take authority over those snakes. I take authority over those frogs and dark, everything in the spirit realm. I take authority over it. Lying spirit, grave type spirit, people walking around with ashes and putting it on people's doorstep. I take authority over that. Take authority over witchcraft. That's what it is. A witch speaking witches and lying over people. I don't care what it looks like. I take authority over it and I call it out. Daniel, God surely will deliver sickness and disease, cancer spirit. I take authority. High blood pressure. I take authority. Eyesight, the spirit of blindness, I take authority. Deafness, I take authority. Oh, everything that try to frustrate and hinder, I take authority over hurt. Disobedience, I take authority over you. Generational curse, I take authority over you that comes into your bloodline. We now become the bloodline breaker and we say break it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, ancestral spirit, I take authority. I take authority over greed. Oh, I declare war over loss in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare war. We have some family members that beat us. Oh my God, and then we get hatred in our life. I take authority over hate in the mighty name of Jesus. Rape, I take authority over rape. They're raping, oh my God, and all those kind of raping these young people and all those kind of people. Now they're talking about, they don't know who they are. I take authority, oh God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God, father sleeping with their daughters. I take authority over that. Ancestral spirits. Yes, sir. Prepare me, oh God. I declare and I decree this day, it's a new day, it's a new dawning in the ministry. I take authority. Every lying tongue, every lying spirit, every spirit of dictatorship, I take authority. You foul and you smell. I take authority over that and I command you to flee and back up and back off. I take authority. I take authority. I take authority. Every manipulating spirit that want to come in and try to manipulate people, I take authority over that. Plead the blood of Jesus on the doorpost. I plead the blood of Jesus on you. I plead the blood of Jesus on your husband. I plead the blood of Jesus on the children. I plead the blood of Jesus on the wife, the grandma, the aunt, the auntie, the uncle. I take authority over mom, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, father-in-law. I take authority now, and I command you to go. I take authority over those kids that want to come in and beat and fight their mama, come in and want to tear down their household, don't want to do nothing, want to just get up and just want to sleep. Oh, I take authority over that. Lazy, demonic spirit, don't want to do no work, don't want to do nothing. I take authority over poverty. Mm-hmm, I do. I take authority. And I'm saying, back off, devil. Back off. And back up, back off 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 and back up. I take authority over you. I trample over you. Back off and back up. You have no power. You have no anointing. You have foolishness. Yes. You got kicked out of heaven. One turn of the angel. Drop out of heaven with you. You ain't got no power. Every teaching, your head don't fall out. Jesus took the key and gave it to us. I take now full authority, full reign over you. Bam, and you done. I take authority. Oh, you're diabolical spirit. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority. Nobody ain't scared, because I sure ain't. Every bullet, bow, 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 bow. You dead and you drop. I take authority. I take authority. I take authority. We call for marriages to be whole. We call for the family setting to be whole. We call for children to walk right and be whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind and we break forgiveness from abortion. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us taking those babies' lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send for inner healing in our bodies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every emotional healing in the name of Jesus. Satan, you back up and back off. Back up and back off. Those people that speak lies and, oh my God, all kind of trash in your life. You ain't gonna be a nothing. You ain't gonna be mounting nothing. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus said in Genesis 1, oh my God, at the end of the chapter, everything that he created was very good. Back off, Satan, back up and flee. The word of God declared that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And I release life in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. The word of God declared that he and his word is one. I'm in the heavens right now. And I said, you John Kuna spirit that they released from Africa, I take authority over you. Every ancestral spirit, I take authority over you. Black, white, I take authority over you. Any generational spirit that want to raise up and come up and come forth. No trouble, man. I take authority over fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Rabasata, confusion. Confusion. You are bound. You are bound. You are bound, 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 bound. You like a dog, and you are bound. I draw you in. Oh, Lord God, I draw you in with the spiritual net. And I tie up your foot tonight. You are not loose. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And we pulled on every stronghold. Fire, 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 fire. You're discouraged. You're discouraged tonight. Every discouragement bound. Mm-hmm. Remember now, I got this book. But let me tell you something, I haven't for years felt like using it tonight, but I'm not using the same word. I'm going by what the Holy Spirit is telling me to say. Okay? So authority has been given to me and you. Take it, take it, take it. I hear the word melancholy. This ain't no melancholy. No, thank you, Jesus. This is have the fresh anointing oil of excellence. Have a fresh mind. Break them up with zeal that they may be able to accomplish and things that they have never done before, they will want to do it. Yes. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Anoint me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Oh, Lord. Anoint and break every yoke of our life. Give the words out of my mouth that I may be able to speak wisely, articulately. And I don't want to tear nobody down. I just want to speak life into situation, life that has been destroyed. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Fill them up with the joy of their salvation. Remove every burden. Break every yoke. Oh, God, it can be light. God of peace, come now into their place. Watch over them, Lord. Bring forth that light, yes. Life and light. You see, let me just close my eyes and tell you what I see. In the prophetic realm, there is also individuals that are being called as seers in a body. So I come tonight and I'm transported from location to location. So the Holy Spirit is able, or I'm able, he is able, and he's going to take me now into some homes. So here I am, even though I may not into your home, into the place where you live, my spirit is there. Because as you know, we are a spirit. Yeah. We have a soul, and my God, we live in a body. Help me, Father. Take me now and bring me now into those homes. Yes. Release the joy in that home. I hear the word. I'm going to write it down. This one person, she's not online, and I hear her name. Give her joy, Lord. What time is it? Oh, 8:21. And today is the 13th.
So I'm writing it down, and then I'm going to call her and I'm going to let her know. Give her joy. Give her peace. Give her understanding in all things. And someone is saying, okay, so you're talking about her. What about me? But you see, you're on a line that we don't do that. The Holy Spirit doesn't do anything unless he wants to. From the moment you start getting into something like that, you're basically getting into witchcraft or psychic, and there's no psychic person on the line. The Father used me as in the prophetic. So you would call myself like an apostle, that I can go out and I can be able to be executed. I can execute, go forward in different parts of the body of Christ and be able to minister with different gifting as he would see fit. I cannot go forward and do anything unless he wants me to. So if you think that you're on the line for that, you're totally wrong. It's not like that here. We're here to hear from him. But we're not here to entertain foolishness. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any number that with 8 or 8 in the phone number, anything that you have to do with an 8, the number 8. Let's give God thanks. Get yourself a book, get yourself something, and see what the number 8 means to the person, that individual that have a number in their phone number, their address, anything to do with the number 8. God is getting ready to change some things in your surrounding. If you're in an 860 number place, well, maybe you could take that on too. God is getting ready to actually change some of you, changing your location. Some of you are planning on asking God if he's supposed to move, and he's going to tell you. He's going to talk to you. Some of you, he's going to open doors. Doors that was already shut and you don't even know they were going to open. Well, he's opening them tonight. Those doors are being opened tonight. Doors that have been closed will be open. The finances that you need, you're going to receive it supernaturally. Supernatural healing is coming forth. I have this one person that have high blood pressure, very high. It goes up and down. It's like a yo-yo. Now, if you just stick to what you're doing, it's going to be a miracle. It's going to come right down. The Father just wants you to be obedient to him because he have already talked to you about it. You just have to listen and just do it. How about a plant-based diet? I hear the word plant-based. How about a plant-based? I hear the word plant-based. Maybe I should do that, even though I don't have high blood pressure. Plant-based diet. Anybody want that? They could take that. Today is the 13th. Maybe you should try it for a month. Research for plant-based. What does plant-based means? Hey, I'm just saying about a spirit. A person may not be drinking a lot of water. Drink water for your kidney. Let your kidney function properly. 8 ounces of water is not going to do. It's not sufficient. Okay? The Father is saying there's nothing too hard for him. talk to him about direction. Some people, there's one person that wants to go into business. And you know exactly, but you said you want to know where the money coming from. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about, who can invest. Bring on the spirit of Isaac on you. Anointing for investment. Strategic investment capabilities. Ideas. If you're in the financial realm, talk to him. I'm looking here and I see Cyprus anointing that have anything to do with the financial. Go and study the Cyprus, what Cyprus is about. And we were talking about obedience tomorrow for fasting. Samuel, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Esther. So those are some of the words that I'm calling out. As Elijah. Issachar. You want to have discerning of spirit? Want to be able to see and know when the Father talks and how to execute, especially in dreams. Someone is getting dreams and they're getting frustrated because they're not getting the answer. They don't know how to interpret these dreams. Find yourself somebody who you trust that could sit down and cipher it out with you, but make sure they're using the word of God. Just don't go out there with anybody let them use the word. If it's not the word, you don't want to be involved. The word of God must be your number one source and force. Number one source and force. Somebody on here is an intercessor. So what you want to do about intercession? Ask the Holy Spirit to visit you. Ask the Holy Spirit come and talk to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring people in your path. Give you strategic ways of how to intercede and how to be able to go into the spirit realm and be able to see things and be able to know and how to execute, how to just pray and just see the heavens just come to the earth. Execution, dissecting the word, and just have to spend time with him. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I tell you, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Mighty, mighty through God. Tonight is a night that we should actually pray for each other. We should actually lift each other up and place them up the throne room of God and just watch his words come to pass. Let's lift up each and every single one of us. Let's cry out to God. Let the Holy Spirit be our guide. Let him give you information. Let him teach you, show you things to come. Open up your eyes that you may be able to see. Give you spiritual understanding that you may be able to know and hear what he wants to say to you. Spend time with him. Put your hand over your heart and let him speak to your heart. Let him speak to your heart. I see a heart here. I see beautiful. It's so beautiful. Mary have a beautiful heart. So beautiful. Let him speak to your heart. Let him watch over you by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Will you give him thanks? Tonight is the night. Will you give him praise? There is no other God beside him. I thank you. I praise you. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Holy Spirit, you're our counselor. You are our guide. Give us the ability that we may be able to come to know and understand. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our mouths, that we may be able to function right. Give us the feet of hinds feet, Lord, that when trouble comes, oh God, we're able to stand. Lead us now, Lord, in your path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Holy Spirit, I pray. Holy Spirit, I pray. I welcome you now in Jesus' mighty name. I love you guys. Tomorrow is fasting. The ones that are in fasting, please follow the instruction that I give. I gave an instruction about the five. Go get your five scriptures in this obedience and five in obedience. Hallelujah. And then you get one on Thanksgiving. Have a great night. Keep my family in prayer. I will keep yours in prayer also. I'll keep you guys. I'm supposed to be traveling this weekend to go to Virginia. Just pray for us. I love you guys, and may God bless you guys. May watch over you and give you peace and joy in Jesus' mighty name. Have a supernatural night. Entertain your angels. Let them come. If you get words of knowledge or words of wisdom in your sleeping tonight, get your pencil and your paper and write it down, because sometime when you don't write it down, you're gonna forget. You may not remember. You may not remember. I found out sometimes if I don't write my dreams down. So you'll have a phone. You could just turn your phone on and you could just jot it down until you get the right time to go put it in your book. Have a little book for dreams. Have a little book for when the Father talks to you. Get some little notebooks, okay? And just start writing. I love you. Blessings. Have a good night. Bye-bye.